This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Hello and welcome to Authentic Real English. I'm Neil and joining me in this programme is Feifei.
大家好.
Beautiful day today, isn't it? Blazing sunshine. Ah, so warm.
Yes, it is. And luckily for you, 你现在倒是可以下班了。
Yeah, but you have to stay here till the evening on the late shift. I'm off to the park to enjoy the sun. I'd better get some sun cream, eh?
Don't rub it in.
Okay. See you later.
2 hours later.
Neil, 你这是怎么了? What happened to you? You look like a lobster.
Oh, it's very hot and sunny out there.
那你怎么不抹防晒霜呢? What about the sun cream?
You told me not to rub it in, Feifei.
Okay, I think I need to explain something. 我们用表达 to rub something in 来告诫他人不要总说别人不想听的事情，不要故意触人痛处。 所以我刚才对你说 don't rub it in 的意思是我下不了班，所以你不要总在我面前提下班去公园晒太阳的事儿。
Ah, so I actually should have rubbed in this sun cream. Let's hear some examples.
Don't rub it in. I know you beat me at tennis, but you don't have to keep mentioning the score.
Carlos got into Oxford, but I didn't. That's bad enough, but he keeps rubbing it in by talking about it all the time.
这里是BBC英语教学的地道英语节目。 我们正在学习一个日常对话中使用频率非常高的表达 to rub it in. 它的意思是反复讲别人不爱听的事情,触人痛处。
I want to forget that I've got such a terrible sunburn.
Well, I won't rub it in and talk about the sun cream that you should have...
Should have rubbed in. Thanks, Feifei. Ouch.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Authentic Real English from BBC Learning English.